USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to rule the impeachment of President Trump unconstitutional, saying that neither of the two charges against the president are high crimes or misdemeanors.
We have a clash between two branches of government. They are impeaching him for a non-crime, high crime, misdemeanor, low crime, small crime.
Giuliani telling Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine last night, lawyers in the case should make a motion at the very start of a Senate trial calling for the case to be dismissed. From tornadoes to ice, severe weather in the United States killing at least 12 people this weekend, a police officer and a paramedic among four killed in Texas, three people were killed in Louisiana, three in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Iowa also each report one weather-related death. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The U.S. Geological Survey saying another strong earthquake, a 5.9 magnitude, rattled Puerto Rico yesterday morning, centered on the southwest coast. The territory has been feeling aftershocks ever since a destructive 6.4 magnitude quake rocked the island on Tuesday. A crowd of over 1,000 Iranian-Americans who support regime change in their home country gathered yesterday in Los Angeles and heard from a long list of current and former U.S. lawmakers and military officials. Among them, former U.S. Marine Corps Commandant retired General James Conway, who said the Iranian government showed its true colors in its response to its shootdown of a Ukrainian passenger jet last week.
Their initial response was to lie about it. Until such time as we have a video of the missile arcing towards the airplane, only then do they come forward and say, well, yeah, this actually happened.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. plans to expel over a dozen Saudi service members after last month's deadly shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida. Those being expelled are not accused of helping the 21-year-old Saudi gunman who shot and killed three people there in December, but officials say their subsequent investigation led them to believe that some of them have connections to extremist movements. The FAA is investigating how two Delta Airlines planes almost collided on Friday night at New York's JFK Airport. The agency says Delta Flight 253, bound for Bogota, Colombia, was preparing to take off on one runway at the same time Delta Flight 300 was crossing the runway after landing. An air traffic controller jumped into action to stop the two aircrafts from having a possible collision. NBC Universal announcing comedy duo Amy Poehler and Tina Fey will be back as hosts of the Golden Globes next year. British comedian Ricky Gervais hosted this year for the fifth time, but insisted it's his last time hosting. The duo last hosted in 2015, but also hosted in 2013 and 2014. And longtime Pittsburgh Steelers coach Bill Cowher will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. The legendary Steelers coach was at the helm of that franchise for 15 seasons, leading the team to Super Bowl appearances and one victory in the big game over the Seattle Seahawks in Super Bowl 40. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.